Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos, don'tperish.com. I wanted to bring a daily audio today. And if you hear a bit of sounds and if you hear some music in the background, I'm inside a big mall. We just arrived in a new town, and Sister Raman and I are walking around the mall, handing out gospel cards, talking to our neighbors. So if you hear any of that music, that's where that's coming from. Today, I want to talk to you about equipped for Him. Equipped for Him. I want to discuss, this thought came to me, how God's people are equipped by Him to do what He requires us to do. And when we go outside of that, beyond what He's prepared us to do, we get caught up in rebellion, pride, all types of things, and it never turns out good. I'm going to offer you quickly some examples of men who God prepared in the scriptures, along with some scripture. Let's get right to it. 2 Timothy 3:16, 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yeah, that's an awesome scripture, that would be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God equips us, gets us ready for good works. I think of Abraham, how God rose him up, tested him often, one time in the desert with his son Isaac, another time when he was rescuing men, his relatives that were taken captive by other people. Abraham was prepared to be the father of many nations. God equipped him for what was to come. How about Hebrews 13, 20 and 21? Now God, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Yeah, let's think about another man, Moses. God prepared Moses from inside Egypt. He was actually from a child in Egypt. Then he was going against Pharaoh to lead God's people out of Egypt. God definitely prepared Moses. He knew that culture and helped him deal with those people. And God empowered him, equipped him to lead the children of Israel outside, out of Egypt. I think that's pretty awesome. How about Ephesians 4:12? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That word perfecting, katartismos, complete, furnishing, perfecting, complete. Some translations say the word equipping, as I'm calling my article, equipping. God definitely equips us. He equips His people. I think about David. God prepared David as a child battling what? Wild animals. Then he was ready to go against that giant Goliath and then took on many obstacles in his life as well. David had the confidence to slay the giant because God equipped him and prepared him for that work. How about Philippians 2:13? For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Yeah, that's what God does. He works in us. Philippians 1 says, He who began a good work in you, you're going to finish it. That's what we're talking about here. God's going to equip us. He's going to work in us. I think of Saul, who became Paul. He was a Jew of Jews, maybe the next high priest, some people say. And God, he ended up being a murderer. He was condoning the murder of Christians. God used him in a mighty way. How? Trained him up to go to the Jews, then to the Gentiles, and spread the gospel all over the known area. Paul had the background as a Torah Jew, went off and was trained in Arabia, and then he could do his calling perfectly equipped for the Lord's work. That's the equipping that I'm talking about today. God calls us to walk in what and who we are, right where we are, not above it, not beneath it. That's really, really important. I can give you my quick testimony. I became born again at the age of 45, an older man. I had years of worldly business experience, had to do lots of discernment. Hopefully that means I gained some wisdom in life. I lived a bold, battling, sinful life. Then God calls me, eventually, to teach, to preach, to go and street preach after years of preparation. Then, I believe God equipped me for this. Then he gives me a godly wife that has experience similar to what I have out in the world with vast online experience to then help me have both an online ministry and a godly home that's in full order and have standing as a man that can teach and preach and oversee. God equipped me. I'm not good enough to do all this. God does it and prepares us for what he calls us for. So I encourage everybody that's listening, ponder. Who are you? What do you have today? What did God give you and what did you bring being equipped for God? Do you still lack things? Are you not using what he's already given you? Don't go above or below where God has equipped you. That's what I would encourage you about. Don't go above, don't go below where God has equipped you. In Galatians 5, it talks about not fulfilling the lust of the flesh by walking in the Spirit. When you walk in the Spirit, you'll never get ahead or you'll never get behind. You'll be right where the Father wants you. Amen? And I think another good point here is waiting upon the Lord is a good thing. Waiting upon the Lord to equip you, train you, move you along. Psalm 25, 5. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee I do wait all the day. So wait on the Lord. Walk in what he's given you, saints. Don't take what he hasn't given you. Ask for more, train for more, be equipped for more. Over time, you can walk in it and perform it for his glory. To do it without his equipping is prideful, it's rebellion, puffs you up. Versus walking in just what God has equipped you for. I've seen both saints run way ahead of themselves. They get in serious trouble. I've seen saints not use what God has equipped them for, and they get in serious trouble. I would give you counsel. Let God guide you. Walk right where you are. Paul says, walk where you're called. And that can mean in the equipping that you're called in as well. Be ready to be of service to God, of service to your brethren, of service to the world as we preach the gospel. He knows best. We can't get ahead of the Lord. He knows best. Last verse, 1 Peter 4:10. As every man that receiveth the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So you be a good steward of whatever God has called you and equipped you for. And that's going to glorify God. So ponder that today. What equipping do you have? What equipping do you not have? And are you willing to walk and serve him right where you are? Training, getting ready for what he'll equip you for in the future. I hope that bless you all. Just my audio for the day. Go forth. Seek the kingdom of God. Let us know how we can help you. Don'tperish.com points the way with lots of resources from Holy Scripture. Love y'all. May God be praised.